Good evening, Ed. Welcome to the Space Show.
Glad to be here.
Well, Ed, during the 1960s, there were lots and lots of missions to the moon and the planets. And then in the 1970s, 80s, and into the even the early 90s, they began to dribble out because basically you priced yourself out of the market, didn't you?
I think it really, the way I like to look at it is we're now in the third era of planetary exploration. During the first era, the technical challenge was just getting there. And that was the 1960s where we were just learning how to navigate, how to build spacecraft that could last long enough. And what we learned was not all that, was not central to the accomplishment. Having shown we could get there, then the engineering challenge became finding out what was out there. And that required very large missions with many instruments since we had no idea what was out there. And that led to missions like Voyager and Galileo and Cassini. Having those missions, which have now told us what's out there, the next phase, the next engineering challenge, is one of getting there often and getting back. And since our budget is not going to go up a factor of 10, so we can go there 10 times more often, what has to happen if we want to go 10 times more often is to reduce the cost by a factor of 10. And that's essentially what we're doing with this new era. We are launching a mission in October, November, December, January, February, and March. But those missions are all much smaller and much lower cost. I see beyond this current generation, where the costs are typically in the $100 to $200 million class, that the next, perhaps 10 years from now, we will have missions which cost $10 or $20 million each and can be launched piggyback for $1 million per launch. That will further open up the opportunity for exploring space to a much wider group of individuals.
How will you achieve that?
Modern technology, which we're currently investing in, should allow us to reduce the spacecraft avionics first to a set of boards, then to a set of chips, and perhaps eventually to a single chip. It's like buying a PC. You buy the chip, and that's your spacecraft. You bolt it onto whatever you want to send there, and go.
That's pretty amazing, and that's pretty exciting, too, because we used to wait, 5 years between missions, and now we're almost back into those heady days when we were, almost find out about them after they've been launched.
Well, in fact, we've never launched one mission a month, even back in the early days. So this is not just going back to the early days. This is doing even better than the early days.
Thank you for joining us today on the Space Show, Ed.
Thank you.